the illnesses. In health, it says that it can show after, even after 10 years. Then what happens to those people? Those are some of the other things that are happening with the people, because there are other people who are still alive, who are now ill, and they have been working in the mine. But because they did not become ill in the mine whilst working, is there anywhere where you should consider it? Thank you.
There is a major initiative which I think the Chamber of Mines presented to this committee last year, between the Chamber of Mines, Department of Health, and various mining houses. They've entered into a multi-party agreement to track down those ex-mine workers and screen them for specific diseases which they're aware of are presenting after 10 years on the mine, after they've left the mine. So that initiative is a very real one, which has been negotiated over the last couple of years with all interested parties, and I believe it is actually being implemented this year, as we speak. But that would be outside of the pension and property fund.
I'm interested, first of all, in this assertion that the Kurdish Bank created for inflation. One wonders who came up with that and why. But my question would be, if the committee committee members were to propose a solution, what would be the contribution of the fund? I'm not talking about material contribution. We are looking for a solution. We are looking for a solution. If we were to give advice to you, what would you tell us? What would you say that anybody question or everybody? Then one is interested. There's a lifeline that both funds, you cannot help it. There's a lifeline that you always show to them. You understand that some offices of paper are closed down for one reason or another. But this process of tracing members for their unclean expense, one way of growing pipeline the provident system. Is there any progress that you see in that process? Or would they say we would be creating 10 people and that is 4,000 and they would come back saying we found one? What do you benefit from that kind of a contact with them? But key to my question, what would be your contribution to the platform?
Mr. Chairman, probably as a solution to the Chairman's question as to what we foresee in this matter, probably it would be to continue in placing, because it sort of is something that we are now getting used to. It is something that we are gaining experience from time to time. It is a way by which we believe we could be the ideal to find either the members or their beneficiaries. Now, with the lifeline to Deba, I want to believe that with the type of money or fees that they are charging, it sort of is motivating to them to find as many for a better return to them.
If you compare the other means that we've listed in Annex A, where we've actually spent money on radio stations, advertisements, and newspaper advertisements, you should look at the 300 to 500 people per annum at most. Here there's 2,500. Even though you'll see a relatively small number paid in 2007 at 300, that's primarily because the administrators have been dealing with the surplus distributions in the pension fund. So in fact, the administrators have been extremely busy this last year with assessing members of the pension fund, which you will not see in this document. We were only asked to present from the Providence Fund. So there is a lot of money going out from the pension fund at the moment, and they only have 4,000 fund and lost members. So the Providence Fund lost members. We received 2,500 names from CEBA, and what they do is they actually put the name out into the rural areas, ask the person to report to the local CEBA office, and send us documentation and contact details of that member, and we only pay CEBA when we pay the member. So with 2,500 positive identifications of last year, very, very positive, and they believe they can give us the same number again in 2008 that we can pay. That doesn't reduce 59,000 by more than about 5,000, but it's a substantial step in 1 year, which we haven't had in 5 years.
As the fund, you are not involved in the creation process, in the creation process yourself. You contract that. You come up for the camera. the community center, away from using our community fund, which would be an ideal process of the information that we need. What are those who are forming this community center? How do you relate to them? You mentioned this advice center.
What I also wanted to know is that are you also not using the parliamentary constituency offices? Because they might also play a vital role for getting those things.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to believe that one tends to learn until one is greyer. So today we know that we need to use the parliamentary in order to try and face. We were not aware that we could, but now we are aware. We will. The community centers of the chairman, there are dangers of exploitation as far as there is concerned, because they vary one from the other. And in most cases, from experience, there was a community center based in Belgium. And every time we would pay, this is before the monetary legislation where you could only pay the check through to the person who has applied. It used to be paid maybe through to the center itself. And most of the people who were supposed to receive their benefits, at times they would not get the benefit. So there are lots of danger at times using the community center because of the exploitation. One, the fees that these people normally would charge vary from one to another. There would at times be a tendency of saying, for whatever that you will be receiving, it will be 20% for my service to you. Now, if a person would get, say, 5,000 rand, 20% would go to that person who deemed to have assisted you to get the money. At times, what actually alarmed us as the Mines 1970 program is that most of the checks that we were issuing out were all being cashed in one area. And that gave us some frightening fears to think as to whether, because at times you get people who were coming from Swaziland, and we would pay, say, after 3 months, and the quick question that would come to us, has this person been residing in Belgium for the past 3 months in order to wait for his or her check? And that actually discouraged us from utilizing those community centers because we had some fear in looking at the attendances of those checks that we have paid through. So there are various discouraging factors as far as the community centers are concerned.
The other issue that I'm
concerned
about is the that where the problem started, or to rephrase the problem, far back, from that strike or something, or how did the strike contribute to confuse everything that
Mr. Chairman, there are multiple causes of the problem that we had. the strike could have been one of them. There could also be the termination of service from the employment. That also could have played a major role, because our concern not only arises from where these people came from, but as to where they are now. Because in most cases, when a person leaves his or her employment, one is not guaranteed to go back to where that person was actually recruited from. Because you'll find that a person is still in his working age, and that person would not go back to where he was recruited from. So he would leave his employment, get umkuku just around the area where he could be in a better position to get a new employment. So finding them is a problem.
And what we're considering at the moment, and of course it's going to depend on our advice from council, whether we're at liberty to go just to these links, is actually publishing the name, as we do with the trip results in the newspaper, and sending that around the country and to the neighboring countries. And hopefully that will then filter out into the community. But that will be an expensive exercise. We do have contingency reserves for that cost.
I think it's a good intention. I'm sure it will talk to the question that I was going to ask. The executive committee, or from the executive committee of the ex-mine workers union, its president, Sudan, did you find anyone from that group who qualified? I'm asking the two funds. The two funds can report. Is there anyone in that executive? I know that executive is not consistent. You would see this member of the executive today, and tomorrow it is another one. I know that. But there is one consistent position, and the president. Does he qualify as a person? Because he represents a big number of people that sometimes he doesn't know how many people he represents.
Chair, in this case of this ex-mine workers, there is also opportunism that has been taken by Samson, because we've had information that they are not only concentrated in the vicinity, but all over the country, whereby in each and every corner where there is an office, for one to be a man, we've got to do it. Now, surely, whether the leader or the executive, they are not having money that are due to them, but because there is something that they are generating from those who are really supposed to get something, they will ensure that it is sustained. Because it is not just for free. You must pay to be a member. Yes, there is a benefit. Now, we've heard that union or organization cropping up now and then. Some will say we will get the problem fund, some whatever, right? But you must pay upfront. Now, this is exactly also in that section, whereby the members are paying big money for them to be left here. In some cases, it's not less than 100 grand. But now, I think, yes, the strike of 1987, there are people who were working then and were dismissed. And some of them, when they were dismissed after the strike, really, there are monies that they were supposed to have received, even if it was just for that
grant the payment of that money. But now the problem is that I do not know why they are not going to those exact companies where they are working. That is where my problem lies. And seemingly, whoever comes with an idea that I am sick and I got sick from where I was working, therefore then I must get money. The others will also jump on that. Because I am saying this, I have two cases that I have referred to our administration from where I'm coming from. In Queenstown, which is a small village in Queenstown. They are brothers. They are working around there. But they heard about this. And then they came to me and asked me, and in fact, the other one said, oh, no, my name is Mbaki. He said, no, my name is Mbaki. I heard that my name is Mbaki. I took the numbers and all the documents that I asked them and gave it to our administrator. Romeo went through, they checked. The other one was seen. The other one left during those times in the mine, around about 1989, 1988, but now he did not qualify because he was not a member of the Southern Party. But now the younger brother was paid $13. When I went there to university, yes, I was paid. But now because there is this vibe that, yes, there are these ex-mine makers who are wanting money, demanding money that are supposed to be paid, then he also came and said, no, yeah. Now, everyone is looking at an opportunity that his name has also come in there on that list. So that, yeah, one is the thing. But I think one of the problems that we are facing, it is what is the compensation that one gets on the street house from an occupational business. For instance, I know TB, when one contacts TB for the first time, then it was around about 2,000, and that was TB. Now, we have got those people who contracted diseases from the mine, and yet even when one was compensated, it was very difficult. I think these are the advantages.
Yeah, I think number 50 is missing. And there's no responsible office that has take it up for him or her to create number 50. Well, number 50 is missing, and therefore, well, let's get another number. That's how it works. And I'm sure this exercise, I hope, this exercise is going to bring sanity to our minds. Not our minds. Our minds. and also a responsible way of working with Sherpa. Sherpa is also there, and I'm not trying to because I still have to interview. if Sherpa had all the records, it was going to be, it's a manual record, it was going to be like pressing a button. When you go to Sherpa, you get what you want. It's not that really, it was sheer carelessness on their part also. But it might have been when people wanted work, they would go to Sherpa offices, and give false addresses and false names. And you know, when you are in a queue, there's a mic that is going. Guys, if you are old, you are not going to be employed yet. And then people will decrease their ages as the queue goes. You know, a 40-year-old would be 25 when he gets there. You know, so it might have been okay. But as the committee, we are looking for a solution to the problem, a solution that would not bring us back to the quagmire that we find ourselves as the various stakeholders. It's such a confusion where everybody is involved, but it's a big, sort of bits and pieces. You get the labor department being smeared, you get the health department being smeared also, you get all the chamber of mines, Nome, X Mine Workers Union is championing this whole thing. You get everybody involved, and last the balance, you get traditional leaders involved. I mean, everybody. Now, we just want to clean this thing and put it, take all this responsibility and put it in a single or a two department forum or a few stakeholders. But definitely all those that are involved or affected. I don't know whether it's the right way to affect it. They would have to play their part. Because there is this clarity or there is this clearance that you as the fans are supposed to be given, we will require your cooperation in that regard. Department of Health, we met with them, they will play their role. Labor Department, we met with them, they will play their role. Nome, we met with Nome, they are going to play their role. Who else did we meet? Chamber of Mines, they will also play their role. There are other stakeholders that we still need to meet before the end of this month, so that come mid next month, we are making a recommendation to follow. In relation to X-Mine Workers Union, the union itself, sometimes one would say they are representing people who have a case, but I think they want to extend that representation. When they came to make presentations to us, we stopped them when they wanted to tell us that they are representing ex-workers, not ex-mine. So they were becoming an unemployed workers' union. So they were saying, we are representing everybody in South Africa who is not working. We had to say, no. Please, guys. Correspondence to us is telling us that you are ex-mine workers. And if you are not that, then you are not the delegation that we're expecting. In the face of that, they said, well, yeah, we are ex-mining. The leader is a very, very charismatic person. He can talk to the feelings of the people, especially the elderly and vulnerable. can also fasten. It's very good. Very good. But the only thing that is going to assist us in this whole process is to provide solutions. That's how we are going to avoid and evade all the opportunistic elements in the process, because they are opportunistic elements. There's an office in Bizana, there's an office in King Jamestown, there's an office in the Western Cape. I don't know where that office is. But there are all these offices, and it seems as if we don't speed up this process of resolving this matter, a number of organizations claiming to be representing ex-mine workers are going to spring up across the country. And all of them are claiming to be national organizations. So, if we want to avoid that, it's good that now there are two national organizations led by Noma Zele and the other guy, King Williamson. Nyampo. Yeah. The one, there's another one in KZN. Oh, that's Nyampo. That's Nyampo. The president is Nyampo. He phoned me in January. So it tells us the problem that we're in, and I'm going to appeal to you to play your part. Yes, you cannot be a solution to the entire problem, but you've got as an individual fund or an individual fund, you have your role to play. For an example, the fact that you have your own data of people who are beneficiaries to the fund, and those that are not. Unless someone can provide you with information proving that those people have got claims to make in your fund. As we will be meeting with SEPA, we are also going to ask SEPA also to assist in this program. So that really the recommendation that we are going to make to Parliament is a recommendation that is going to change the whole mine working into a responsible kind of an employment, more than it is. Because it's spilling over to a number of creating housing problems, creating, everything. But I think that is the situation that we are facing, and I must thank both the fund for having made this presentation that I was to assist us in developing our recommendations. I don't know whether there is anything that you thought we may be asking and we did not ask. If that is the case, please tell us what is it that we didn't ask and you wanted to tell us. Tata, you are? Mr. Winston. Yeah.
May I just make one comment to you? And that is, we talk about ex-mine worker organizations, but if you look at the National Union of Mine Workers, they have a national structure, and they are represented throughout the country. Should the National Union of Mine Workers, through their offices, not perform that same function? I mean, if one takes it down to the town level, they are representatives of the national community. So they must be responsible for thinking to their members and simply to draw up the people that they believe are due benefits or whatever the case. case may be, the notion is put up to a unified structure, and that structure, I can say, is an honest structure. You have no independent brokers working within that, and so the real information of people would put it up to one organization, and then it could be used in the different time.
I think that's a very brilliant suggestion, except to say that when we met, I think it was next door, they did not want to get their hands on people who are out of the mind employed, because they were saying once we exit employment, then we are not representative. We are a national union of mine workers, not of ex-mine workers. That's what they said. I think that might be but if we could, in fact, get cooperation from them to assist us in this regard, we can ask them. They are just a collaborator. Yeah. Thank you very much for that.
My last point. How could it be there in order to coordinate this program? We as the various mine program funds, mine infrastructure funds, because we've got these unchanged. As a senior fund, we bring that list to you, and then through you, we ask the Labor Department to inform the offices around the country to make that list, and then announce it in the year. By the government, and the government is very, very confident with one fastness as an organization that whoever has got in his or her Labor Department offices, wherever one is, will go and share with you. And then, to me, through that way, all of these unclaimed benefits, everybody will be able to say at the end of the day, my name is not there. Now, we will be now be able to say, if I am claiming that I've got money that I have spent, then I will be, it will be my responsibility to point out what is it that I am saying is outstanding. Because all the money that are supposed to come from the retirement fund, the list of the unclaimed is there. So now we can identify exactly these particular X miners, what is it that one has. Because when one comes to me, I ask him, you are saying you've got money. Firstly, we are a provident fund. When did you leave your employment in the mine? No, I left it in 1991-92. Okay. The mine was started in 1989. But now it was not compulsory. It was voluntary for one to try. When you left, were you a member of the mining association? Some would honestly say, no, I was not. Then if you were not, no. There is nothing I can assure you from the mining association, there is nothing. But now, if one was, then give me a particular. I take it to the administrator. That is how this other one, I managed to find out that no, he was taking it. And when I went back to him, he said, no. Now, I'm trying to say, we are trying all means As mind workers called in France, we've got these chasers, not cable only. We've got chasers for the Eastern Cape particular, and the chaser for the Sud. But still, and we are paying at a cost, but still, the figure is not going down as fast as we would like. And I know even Sentinel, even NETF, there are those unclear. Yeah. But now, if we can channel this through the government department, so that everybody will be able to go to where his labor offices are, one can even send one friend or whoever to go there and check for me. That is fine. That would be my proposal.
Yeah, I think you talked to what, last month, you said the fund is going to public, but I think the enhancement for that would be, like the proposal, labor departments across the country, should have that package so that people, whenever they go to labor, they see which name appears on which source of benefit. I think it's a process of eliminating the complexity. You've got claimants from the fund, claimants from ill health, and then there are those who would claim from the mines themselves. I don't know where they came, but it doesn't.
Can I come with
it? Yeah.
There is another benefit about the mining car. Let's tell one about, especially the older generation. The older generation. They'll tell you, man, I've been working in the mines for over 50 years. 50 years. So I've got lots of money. Mm. And then. There's a lot of money. And even if there are problems that we are faced with in the company in particular, then you will hear them say, no. If the management doesn't want to give us back to that, okay. I've got a lot of money here. Let the management give me my money and then I'll go and leave the company. Now, when one tries to find out what is this money, it's a long thing, what we call a long thing, whereby this is a benefit that is paid out to an ex-mine worker who was particularly employed in the gold mining under all these Chamber of Mines companies. That's all. Whether one was actually worked for 5 years in this company, 2 years in that one, so long it was under a chamber, then there is that payment. But one only receives that money after 6 years. Once we reach there, yes, 6 years. And one will have to go and apply for that in one chamber office. Now the problem now, these table offices, most of them are no longer there. Others will come later. But even that, it's not a lot of money. Because there is a formula based on how much one earns during that time in that particular company. And then for all those years, then it will be groups, and then table will send to all these chamber mines where I claim I work under. Right, make that application. Then after having received the responses from the various companies, and then it is only then that one will get that amount. But it's not a lot. But in their minds, It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
From how many years do long service?
This one, one will only... No. It doesn't mean one has got to work for many years in a company. So long one was employed in that company, whether it's 5 years, 2 years, or 1 month, right? But there is a formula by which it is calculated. But one is only eligible to get that money after the reach of 6 years. But now, you must go and apply for it in your TEBA company, I mean, office. And then TEBA will facilitate that for you by contacting these mines that you claim to work under during all your working days. Now, that is one money that the mine makers will tell you, I've got a lot of money, I was not paid.
Okay, I want to open up that one, because what it says is that if I work in the mine, then government owes me for the mine, or the mine that I work from, or I work in, owes me, even if I was there for 3 months.
That's what it
is. That's the trick.
How it is calculated is all the years that one has been working in a particular company, then they add that together.
And who pays out?
It is the company. Because the TEBA would make an application on your behalf to that company.
So this is the last one.
Thank you.
I think I was trying to do that when I was saying not going to open the but thanks for that information.
I just wanted to elaborate on the Labour Department's suggestion, which I think is a very good one. Again, just channel you to some statistics. I did a search on the SEC website of unfair lenders just to see comparatively where the various funds stood. And when I did a search on mine, there are over 50,000 unfair lenders on the SEC website alone from various mine pension funds. That means you could probably double that number if you actually got lists from the various pension funds themselves. So you're dealing with a good 100,000 that you could put on a Labour Department list.
Thank you very much. Labour is very easy. You just paint the public name on the wall.
Let me do that today on the Labour Department.
Yeah.
It's mostly the question of patience, because those who work in the past, they won't void it to the court.
It would be
it means resources must also accompany that.
Definitely, because there would be a person dedicated to that, explaining to people what is on the wall and how do you become part of those who are on the wall. But on that note, I must say, thank both the fund, the presenters, the board, and and both of you, if you enter that. I must say that this is going to happen. And the suggestions that you have. And they should not end up here. Whatever, after this interaction, whatever advice that you might think of putting together, I think think our offices will be open for such a time. The proposal that, like the one now the bus will stop this particular track. Everything will be done through this track. So we want to streamline this thing into a single door that people will come in and go out, rather than more than having this kind of a complex amoeba-like kind of a situation where a person would go to all in sundry and create confusion. So we'll say it's good as opposed to being manipulated. But Dr. Norman said, he's very good. He's very good. Yeah. So thank you very much, Member.